From Capital Broadcasting Company, this is WRAL, Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This is a podcast about bringing everyone together in the triangle. You know, obviously from a little bit of a distance because we don't want to catch the coronavirus. We're starting a new week. It's Monday. This is my third week, like, working from home. So we're all kind of settling into some different routines. We've got, you know, the stay-at-home order for Wake County and Durham County. So we've got a lot going on. But we're going to continue, you know, moving forward, talking to interesting people, finding more about local business, and just doing what we can to connect with each other, because I think that's incredibly important. So today we're going to be talking with the folks from Stir, which is in North Hills. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back with Chef Chris from Stir.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you too. Now tell me more about Stir. If you've never been to Stir, give me the pitch.
Wow. So on any other day, we are all about the craft cocktail and the artisanal ice. So our ice manufacturing process is really what sets us apart, sets the drinks apart from any other cocktail bar. Fresh oyster selection daily in the restaurant. Try to have four or five varieties there. Believe our service obviously is top notch as well, but you know, just a local focus on food, sort of a southern twist on some classic fare in our restaurant as well. So you know, oysters, cocktails, some great food in a really unique space is really what we're hoping people get to see here in the future.
Exactly. So how do you combat what's going on now with the dining rooms having to be closed and everything? So what's the status with Stir right now? What are you guys doing?
Yes, we are much like many other restaurants here locally and nationally, we are open for takeout, able to give some curbside delivery as well, as we have that valet station in front of our restaurant. So curbside, takeout, we have online orders that people can place directly from our website. As well as gift cards in case, you know, coming out right now is not your thing. We understand that. But, you know, that gift card for the future is certainly something that we would want people to know about and be able to purchase also.
So how has your menu changed? Have you guys had to do any changes to what you're offering?
We have a little bit, you know, so with being sort of locally focused and having that type of unique menu, a lot of things are single use items. You know, we only use an ingredient in one or two dishes. So we've had to limit this to things that are more cross utilized, obviously. Want to be in a little bit of a savings mode. You want to be as efficient as we can, but we tried to keep the things that really drive us and make sense on that menu. So some of the most popular dishes are still there. The shrimp and grits, mm-hmm. still available for folks to come in and buy. The chicken piccata, mm-hmm. wildly popular. And then we've bulked up, if you will, in terms of offering family style options. So you can come in and order a family style platter. And those things are designed to serve five people. And so you would get, as an example, you can order five New York strips and a side of potatoes and side of grilled veggies. And that would be, you know, two sides and a steak for everybody.
Wow. So it's you're pivoting. You guys are able to kind of, you know, adjust a little bit to what people are needing right now.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, as you've been able to see, certainly everybody's buried in social media and trying to connect with people in any way that they can. I think that family has become a big part of what good has come out of this situation. And so, you know, this adaptation to the family style menu, something that certainly was needed, but something we feel like can really help to bring people more together, that everybody's sitting down together, give them something great to eat and something that perhaps is even craveable for them to come back and enjoy on their own.
Do you think that the family style options are something that might stick around? Do you think some of the things, you know, that you guys are doing might actually make change long term?
You know, I don't know. I don't necessarily make those decisions in terms of how the menu is driven or the menu design is. But, you know, I think that what certainly everyone has seen, I don't believe we're unique to this, is that the to-go business, unless you are really, really great at it, is a challenging segment to be in. And so to be able to execute it well, and as I said, create something craveable, could drive a change on that menu, something that we could offer in the future. But certainly, as we have always had as part of our service culture and commitment to the guest, is the answer is yes. And then the question is how to do it. So if in the future you've had something in this time of stay at home that you want and you like that family style meal, we absolutely would be able to make that happen for you.
So you talked about challenges and changes with doing to-go. What are some of the challenges that restaurants face when they have to shift to a to-go model?
Wow, there's so many, I think. You know, obviously the proper packaging is important. You know, we pride ourselves in presentation as chefs everywhere do. That's not unique to Stir, but, you know, the presentation of a dish as it travels in to-go really changes. And so finding a way to package that makes sense, that still looks good when the guest gets that home, that keeps things hot. So lots of, paper material or packaging material that has to be brought in by anyone to get that to the guest in the hottest, freshest, best looking form once they get it out of our restaurant into their house. And then obviously perfection is key. You know, if we forget to, if we forget a sauce in the restaurant, it's just a quick walk to the kitchen to get that to the guest. You can't miss that in a to-go order. And so it's super important that systematically we operate efficiently and effectively, because nobody wants to get home and not have everything that they need for that meal.
Yeah. How big of a staff are you working with now?
So unfortunately, we have... again, not unique, I don't believe, to many places. We've had to reduce our staff drastically. So we are operating currently with the management team as the sole operators in the restaurant. So that is a, for us, that's a staff of currently 4 people. So it does offer its own set of challenges. We are front of house managers cooking and kitchen managers and chefs having to learn how to ring in an order. So, you know, lots of training opportunities still to be had with all of that as well. But, you know, it certainly helps knowledge, but it's definitely a challenge when people are in a different zone, if you will. It's not necessarily comfortable for many folks, I can imagine.
Yeah, I think it's everyone's kind of figuring things out. I mean, 4 people, 3 people, that's what we're hearing from a lot of restaurants. It's this challenge and it changes every day. So I feel like what we're facing changes every day. So hopefully we'll get a little more clarity on when things can kind of hopefully get back to normal, maybe a new normal. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. I think there is definite change to come. Once restaurants and many establishments are able to operate back to what we used to, I think that there's going to be significant change to how things are done. It'll be interesting to see how that's mandated versus what choices individual companies make.
Exactly. So how can people order? Can they go on your website?
Absolutely can go on the website. That is stirraleigh.com. That website has been updated to sort of immediately push you to our limited menu offerings. So you see that right there, as well as those family style options that we spoke about. They can call the restaurant as well. So we are obviously there. We're there from 10 a.m. until the restaurant closes at 8 every day now. So somebody's there starting at 10 a.m. And they can stop in. We have our you know, our bar windows are open. You can walk right up to that and order from there. Little knock on the glass door at the front will get our attention as well. So many, many different ways to order.
So thank you so much for talking with me, Chris. I know that this is kind of crazy times right now and everyone's busy and we're all figuring things out, but I really appreciate you taking your time to call in. This has been, of course, the Out and About podcast, a production of the CBC Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, please share this podcast with your friends. I mean, we're all hanging out at home now, so hey, a podcast, not so bad to listen to. And you can check out us on social media, WRL Out and About. Show us what takeout you're getting. Take pictures of your takeout. Tag us on Instagram, WRL Out and About, all one word. We will see you guys tomorrow.